Welcome to the setup for Listen to Your Body. The body is the easiest of the four to connect with because we're all used to listening to some of the messages of the body. The more obvious ones. When you're tired, you sleep. When your bladder is full, you go to the toilet. When you have a headache, you drink water, or you massage your neck, or you take a tablet. So you are already used to interpreting some of your body's messages, probably the less subtle ones. But you may be ignoring some other messages, like chronic tiredness or a tense jaw or backside. Honestly, I often hold tension in my behind. What is that about? I used to ignore my body completely, burning the candle at both ends, living on caffeine and adrenaline, disregarding my body's many calls for rest and TLC, which came in the form of insomnia, endless infections, exhaustion, and migraines. Then I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue, which later was discovered to be MS, and I had to start listening to my body. If you haven't already had a wake-up call from your body, I highly recommend that you start listening before you do. When your body starts shouting, that's a tough time to learn to listen to its messages. So, let's do a body scan right now. Take your attention from the top of your head to the tip of your toes and just notice what you notice. So I'm noticing that my eyes are feeling overworked. I have tightness in my right forehead, in my jaw, and in my neck and shoulders. And my tummy's pouched. What's happening in your body? Just notice what you notice. Now let's start to interpret those messages of your body. Don't worry if you didn't get to your toes in the body scan. This is just a quick demonstration. So choose one message from your body to interpret. For example, my tightness in my jaw, neck and shoulders shows tension and possibly poor posture. What is what you noticed in your body telling you? So my eyes are feeling overworked because I slept badly last night. My tummy's pouched because my posture is bad. So notice what the signs from your body are telling you. And then, what can you do about them? So I can stretch to ease the tension in my neck and shoulders. Laugh to ease the tension in my head and jaw. Adjust my posture and rest my eyes for a few moments. This is all very in the moment stuff right now. If you want, you can look at chronic issues causing your body messages. For example, not getting enough water, exercise or rest. But I recommend that to start with, you just deal with what's here now. Drinking water today is the first step to better drinking habits. Stretching today could be the first step to a daily yoga practice. A posture change today could lead to getting a more supportive chair. And it's so much easier to deal with what's happening today, right now, than it is to start changing the habits of a lifetime. Make it easy for yourself to hear and respond to your body's messages. It doesn't mean that you won't change those habits of a lifetime. It just means that you'll listen to the messages today and respond today and first, because it's just way easier. When you're doing the meditation, think about not only what you're sensing in your body, but what that means and what you can do about it. That's the message your body is sending. It's not saying there is tension. It's saying stretch or relax or lighten up or you're taking life way too seriously. Or go get a drink. Some days the messages will be super simple, and some days they may be deeper or more complex. Let's ask now what your body needs today. This might be a reinforcement of the message it had for you, or it might be something completely different. See what your body needs. What does your body need? What physical self-care do you need? Some examples of physical self-care that might help you see what your body needs are exercise, drinking water, posture changes, time in nature, deep breathing, massage, eating well, dancing, stretching, sleeping. So are you ready to dive into the meditation and hear your body's wisdom?